Besides, after the miscarriage, work was starting to take off for me. The Wormwood. I think Kingsley was jealous.
And so he started to seek the attention he craved from somebody else.
Something like that. When I found out, I threw him out.
He claims he left.
Then he's a lying asshole.
But we just saw the incident,
Manning said gently.
I didn't see any evidence of clear decision-making, of unilateral action by either of you.
It doesn't matter what the worm cam shows, I know what is true. Manning nodded.
I'm not denying that you're telling us the truth as you see it, Kate.
He smiled at her, owlish, looming.
You aren't lying. That isn't the problem at all. Don't you see?
Kate gazed at her caged hands. They took a break. Bobby wasn't allowed to be with her. Kate's treatment was one of many experiments being run as the politicians, legal experts, pressure groups, and concerned citizens worked feverishly to find a way to accommodate the worm cam's eerie historical reach, still not widely known to the public, into something resembling the existing due process of the law, and, even more challenging, into natural justice. In essence, it had suddenly become radically easier to establish physical truth. The conduct of court cases seemed likely to be transformed radically. Trials would surely become much less adversarial, fairer, much less dependent on the demeanor of a suspect in court or the quality of her representatives. When the worm cam was available at federal, state, and county levels, some commentators were anticipating savings of billions of dollars annually. There would be shorter trials, more plea bargains, more civil settlements. And major trials in future would perhaps focus on what remained beyond the bare facts, motive and intent. Hence, the assignment of a psychologist like Manning to Kate's case. Meanwhile, as worm cam armed law enforcers went to diligent work over unresolved cases, a huge logjam of new cases was heading for the courts. Some congressmen had proposed that to maximize the clear-up rate, a general amnesty should be declared for crimes of lesser severity committed up to the last full calendar year before the worm cam's invention. An amnesty, that is, in return for waiving a Fifth Amendment protection in the relevant case. In fact, evidence gathering was made so much more powerful, thanks to the worm cam, that Fifth Amendment rights had become moot anyhow. But this was proving highly contentious. Most Americans did not appear to feel comfortable with losing Fifth protection. Challenges to privacy were even more contentious, made so by the fact that even now there was no accepted definition of privacy rights, even within America. Privacy was not mentioned in the Constitution. The Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights spoke of a right against intrusion by the state, but it left a great deal of room for maneuver by those in authority who wished to investigate citizens, and besides offered citizens virtually no protection against other bodies, such as corporations or the press, or even other citizens. From a welter of scattershot laws at state and federal levels, as well as a mass of cases in common law to provide precedent, a certain common acceptance of the meaning of privacy had slowly emerged. For instance, a right to be let alone, to be free from unreasonable interference from outside forces. But all of this was challenged by the worm cam. Legal safeguards surrounding worm cam use were being promoted by law enforcement and investigation agencies like the FBI and the police as a compensating balance to the loss of privacy and other rights. For example, worm cam records intended for legal purposes would have to be collected in controlled circumstances, probably by trained observers, and notarized formally. That wasn't likely to prove a problem, as any worm cam observation could always be repeated as many times as required simply by setting up a new wormhole link to the incident in question. There were even suggestions that people should be prepared to submit to a form of documented life. This would effectively grant the authorities legal access to any incident in an individual's past without the need for formal procedures in advance, and it would also be a strong shield against false accusation and identity theft. But despite protests from campaigners against the erosion of rights, everybody seemed to accept that as far as its use in criminal investigation and prosecution was concerned, the worm cam was here to stay. It was simply too powerful to ignore. Some philosophers argued that this was no bad thing. After all, humans had evolved to live in small groups in which everybody knew everybody else, and strangers were rarely encountered. It was only recently, in evolutionary terms, that people had been forced to live in larger communities like cities, crammed together with friends and strangers alike.